Some people say it's not true. It may be true. Have you ever gone there? How can you say it's not true? Are you getting my point? You have never been there. You say it's not true. Stop shouting about things you don't understand. But one thing I can assure you that it's not necessary for your existence on this earth. If it was, the Lord would have taught us in the scriptures. These ones were recorded for our learning. So when we're talking about knowledge, it's not just about going to theological school and being able to read Greek and the Bible in Greek, in Hebrew, in Aramaic. You follow what I'm saying? Knowledge is beyond that. When we're talking about lack of knowledge, there's a lack of knowledge of the promises of God. I've met many Christians. Now, this is the source of Christian problems. That's what I'm talking about. Number one, we're discussing what? Lack of knowledge. Many Christians don't... there's a man I met once. He read something on our website and said, I don't agree with you. I said, what is this, sir, that you don't agree with? That I said that God wants believers to be wealthy on this earth. He says it's not true. Now, I am not teaching now on whether it is true or not true. But any man that says that has denied the power of God, peradventure it's true. Let me just tell you something. A lot of times we make excuses for our own shortcomings. Because you have lived so righteously, you felt that if God wanted to bless you financially, you should be number one. So once he doesn't do it to you, that it must be because he does not want to bless people in that area. You should never, you know, I said something the other day. If you are not a preacher, it is okay to think like that. Only you will suffer your problems. If you're a preacher, be careful. Don't preach your experiences as the word of God. You can use your experience to illustrate the word of God. I'm not saying you can't. Are you getting my point? The Bible talks about declaring the things that you have handled. But you don't create doctrines out of your experiences. You know, I said something to us the other day. If you see a nurse or a surgeon, when they want to handle human tissue, maybe they are operating, they are dressing a wound, they are doing something, they clean the equipment so purely. That's surgeons and nurses. If you see a pharmacist wants to make a drug, hey, yeah. The very paint on the wall is regulated by NAFDAC. And I'm not joking about it. Because it must be pure. How much more those of us that handle the word of life? You are not allowed to pollute it with your personal preferences and experiences. Purify it. Study the word and declare it. Now, what am I saying? When we're talking about the promises of God, many people, they adhere to things that God did not say. Therefore, the problems in their lives, all right, arise because the word of God, the promises of God are not being manifested. If you ever met a Jehovah's Witness, they fight you over the fact that you are saying that God heals today. Do you get my point? It's an established... Now, this is not... don't talk about that, people. They talk about it themselves. So why should I... Are you getting what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Anybody who believes that and holds on to it had better not forsake. So, listen to me. So, when he or she forsake, it is not the devil that's holding me in bondage. It is not God. It is who? Lack of knowledge. His denial of the fact that God indeed heals. That's number one source of Christian problems. Lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge of the promises of God. Next, there's lack of knowledge of his precepts, like we said. Sometimes people have believed God. But God is waiting for them to make one crucial adjustment. Because I won't say because I want to bless you now, I will do everything that is wrong because you want to be blessed. Just by the way, you know, I like to help people understand world affairs. You see this problem in Palestine between the Jews and the Arabs. You know the cause of the whole problem? You know the cause? American Christians. That's the cause of the whole problem. All right? American Christian teaching. That's it. All right? Now, I want to bring out an issue here. Did God promise them the land? Should I give you an answer? I don't know. That's my answer. But I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? I don't understand. Pastor Van God, you mean you don't know? I just don't know. I don't know everything. If Even Jesus did not know something when he was on the earth. Pastor Baker, how do you know? He asked to ask me, where have you laid him? If you knew, why did you ask? Any man that used to ask questions did not know. They brought a boy to him, convulsing. He told the father, how long has he been like this? He saw a demon and said, what is thy name? What I'm trying to say is that I don't know. But one thing I know is this. If indeed it is a promise of God that has been fulfilled in the lives of those my brethren over there, they are far short of God's glory. Why? Now, this is why I'm going there. Because is it that God can't give them the land and give them peace? He can. And back to your life and mine, many things God can give you and give you peace with it. But no matter what it is that God gives you, for you to have peace in it, you must observe his precepts totally. Are you getting my point? You must. Somebody asked a question, I think I referred to it. In the one we're writing the book, should I say yes? The book on marriage. He said, how can a marriage that was founded upon the, you know, like, I know this is God's will for me, how can it still fail? I said, that's a foundation. That's not the living. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's not the building. You have to live a life actively in marriage after you have founded it upon the word of God. And that living is called operating the precepts of God concerning marriage. Many of marriage problems in life is not due to the devil in the life of Christians. It is because there are precepts in the scriptures the people haven't learned them. They watch home movie, American movie, and unconsciously form a new idea of relationships and marriage based on what movies are showing. And they go and read a book that's written based on worldly principles. You know, the one I like to say all the time. People say, if you forget your wife's birthday, another man will remember. Say, the man who wants to die in pieces, let him remember. Remember now. Did I say I should forget? No. But paraphrase and forget, it's my own to remember. What's your problem? You say, oh, your husband forgot your birthday. You see, I remembered. I bought you a rose. The turn of that rose, you will feel like Jesus Christ by the time I'm through with you with prayer. They will wrap it around your head and hang you. I heard a preacher preach it. Man, if you forget your wife's birthday, another man will remember. I say, ye believe. In fact, I want to forget. So the way to keep the marriage hot and warm, you carry your wife on a cruise. The last cruise ship, it capsized. There was one man and his wife. Their children gave them that as a 50th or 40th anniversary present. They drowned. Want to use cruise ship to maintain a marriage? Wait. You will soon cruise to the coast of Italy. And that's where that one drowned. Captain ran away. For your information, go and check. Captain entered boat and disappeared. They had to command him to get back on the ship. He said, no, you don't understand. The key ship is capsizing. Go and Google it up. You read the story. What am I saying? Am I saying that you shouldn't take your wife on a cruise? Of course I'm going to take my wife on a cruise. Amen. Cruises are good, but cruise or no cruise, baby, get your mind for life. Or stuck with this nigga for life, cruise or no cruise, man. If all the cruises are to obey the market, we are cruising to obey the market. And you had better enjoy it. It's in the scriptures. I don't want to quote it for you. You are getting my principle on that. Those are the extra jars of life. Cruise is not the foundation of a good marriage relationship. You want to know the foundation? Read my book. Should I say yes? What I'm saying, so a lot of problems is because people lack the understanding of the precepts of God. It's not because of the devil. And you will see as we go on, is the devil involved? I'll show you. Yes! How? He wants to steal it away from them. We're talking about what the devil does. He steals. He steals the word of God. How does he steal it? Ungodly counsel. That's why I said that blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit, you know, yourself here. I have a way of rearranging those three things, but whichever, you get my point. It's Psalm 1. Hallelujah. Because when a man sits there, they start telling him, as a man, you allow your wife to know everything that you have. That's satanic suggestion. Are you getting my point? Has God really said, thou shalt let your wife know everything you have? Women are dangerous, oh. Women are dangerous. Women are dangerous, I've been telling you. There was one man, then the story starts. That was how he trusted his wife. Having trusted her like that for years, one day he found out his wife built a house in their village he never knew. Hey, women are dangerous. Oh. There was one man like that. He was a pastor too. They start telling you stories. Start giving you testimonies of evil. So as to steal the word of God out of your heart. I say something to you all the time, and please learn it. Don't ever do things because of the result. Are you getting my point? Do them because they are right. If the result is negative, you are justified before God once you did it because it was right. So you trusted your wife? That's what God expects from you. Because the two shall be one, become what? One flesh. And whatever God has joined together, let no human experience put asunder. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Precepts. A lot of problems is because people have not bothered to learn the precepts of God in whatever they are doing. Christian businesses collapse not because of bad economy. Shall I prove it to you? Whatever is born of God overcomes bad economy. And this is the victory that has overcome the economies of the world. Even what? Our faith. Christian businesses never collapse because of bad economy. If they fail in the time of economic turmoil, they were not founded upon the word of God. So the economic turmoil becomes what? An exposure of the fact that they had a faulty foundation. When you have a business built upon the fact that one man was appointed minister, you will soon find out that all flesh is grass. You know, when they removed the last IG of police, Hafiz ring him. It is not him that has the problem. We knew he was going to go one way or the other, either now or in March. It is that other people were queuing up after him to contest the post. The president took everybody and took one man that was an AIG. Meaning that all the DIGs had to go. Imagine those who have been waiting for April. My uncle will soon become the IG of police. That time, man, the company will not start. We are going to get a contract to build this place. Then the new police quarters, there is us that's going to build it. Hey, bring the car for me. I'll pay you latest by March. Don't worry. By April, I will pay. Bring the car. How much is the land? 3.5 million. Don't worry. Just give them 500,000. We'll give them, we'll give them under 500,000 beyond the price. Latest by June. And suddenly, you'll hear that they have taken one Alhaji Abdullahi that's six places below and removed all the guys on top. Don't be angry. It's a lesson from God telling you all flesh is what? Grass. Don't be angry. Oh. Go and meet all those people you bought things from on credit. Say, I'm sorry, sir. I was hoping that my uncle would be the IG. But you see, as things are right now, all flesh is grass. And if you harass me too much, I will die. You won't get anything. No. Tell the man, if there is life, there is hope. You may get your money. By the way, you can take the car and go and sell it. You have just learned a dangerous lesson. Do you understand my point? From the experiences of life, the source of your problems, all right, was not the economic turmoil, but the fact that your life was not founded upon the unshakable word of God. See what I'm saying? It's not the devil. It's not the devil. It's not the devil. For the devil to ruin your marriage, he must talk to you first. The devil cannot possess your wife without your agreement. I'm telling you. The devil can't. You married a Christian? He can't. You see, the devil smokes, I know. But in the midst of his smoking madness, he knows where to go. Some places are dangerous. You want me to prove it to you again? Read the Bible now. He went and told God. The Lord said, where have you come? Where are you coming from? I'm going, no, I'm from. Don't, I'm from. Don't, I'm from. Have you considered my servant Job? He said, I don't go near there. Is that not what he said? Yes. I don't go near there. It's a risky place to go. It's a dangerous place to go. The last detachment of demons that I sent there, they are still in hospital. Please, is it not the scripture? It's the word of God. Am I saying therefore the devil cannot come into homes and destroy it? No. I said the way he does is not the way we are thinking. What does he do? He goes to the man and goes to the woman. Has God really said, thou shalt forgive thy wife if you love her? This is the sixth time she's doing it. Is it sixth time? Is it sixth time? Is she really repentant? Why should she do it? You are right. You are the only real friend I know. You tell me the truth. They will say, yes. No, I'm always watching your back. Dangerous time out there, man. Do you get what I'm trying to explain? You'll call before. Oh, no, no, no. He enters into business and starts talking to you. My brother, you have to be sharp. You have to be sharp. Now, listen, my emphasis to you is do what is right because what? They are right. Do what is right because it is right. Because life must not be allowed to teach you what the word of God has stated clearly. When we deviate from God's word, by listening to the advice of people, what we are doing is that we are allowing the devil to steal. And that's what he came to do. He came to what? Steal. I said number one cause of Christian problems is what? Lack of knowledge. And I first went explaining the different parts of what we call the knowledge of God. Sometimes people don't know his promises. They say it's the devil. Every July I fall sick. The devil said, that, you know, somebody will say, don't worry, it's soon, what's the time now? It's June. Very soon, you see, it's July. I always fall sick in July. And in July, how are you? I told you, July does not pass with the drama to the hospital. And he said, you know I said so. And the devil said, yes, you said so. Thank you for saying so. I needed you to say so. Thank you for saying so. Now that you have said so, I have the power now to effect what you have said. Be it unto you, your Bible says, according to your faith. Is it the devil? Forget, it's not the devil. It is the man that agreed with his satanic suggestion. He said, but Pastor Panky, last July I felt sick. The previous July I felt sick. The July after that I felt sick. Now that you know, you will now take your stand. Are you getting my point? You say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just observed that I always fall sick in that July. This year's July, forget it. Himself took my infirmities and my diseases. By his stripes, I have been healed. One thing you will never say is, you know, July, I always fall sick. Are you getting my point? Don't say it. Don't say it. What the devil has been doing all the while is to prime you for the time he's going to kill you. I don't know what I hear what I said. He's been training you to talk. Yes. You know how? There's no disease that comes to town that I don't get to. You know, 2 years ago, that chickenpox era, I was in hospital for 2 weeks. The devil said, thank you very much. I'm going to kill this guy in my season. Why? Because he's saying so. He's not upholding the integrity of the word of God. Instead of upholding the integrity of the word of God, he's agreeing with his personal experiences. A few days ago, I saw an article on my computer, which I wrote then. Because a lot of things happened around me. Close, dear, deeply beloved people died around me the same season. People I prayed for. People I knew were ill. You know, things like that. Ah! I was angry. I was upset. I was unhappy. Are you getting what I'm saying? But and of course, you know, because I'm Pastor Banky, in my alumni fellowship, I'm currently the president. In Kingdom World Ministry, I'm the president. You get my point? Everywhere I go, I'm a pastor in the church, I'm preaching. If you hear, I traveled on Sunday. Wherever I went that Sunday, most likely I am preaching. We are going somewhere to preach tomorrow morning. Now, what am I trying to say? I'm a teacher of the word. So when other people have questions, you know what they do? They come and ask me. You come and ask a confused man questions too. He's currently confused. His friend just died. A family member just died. People he prayed for. Problems are everywhere. This is where I'm going to. I meditated about it and I said something. This is my duty as a preacher. No matter what my experiences are, when you ask me, I will tell you, God is still good. No matter what my experiences are, I will tell you, He still heals diseases. I will start telling you other stories that show that God is alive, is well, and is blessing people. I will not, because of my experiences, start making excuses for the word of God. Let Baal contend for himself. Let God contend for himself. If I tell you he is good, let him prove to you that he is good. It is not my duty to prove to you that he is good. It is my duty to tell you that he said that he is good. They told Moses, asked God, what should we say? Who should I say sent you? Say to them that I know who I am. Who sent you? He knows who he is. Literally, the Hebrew word, I heard Derek Prince teach it. Derek Prince said that God said to Moses, I am who I am. Who should I say sent me? Tell them he is sent you. It wasn't like say I am sent me. While I'm talking to you, I am. When you get there, say he is. What is he like? I don't know. Go and ask him when you see him. Do you get my point? No matter what my experiences are, when you finish, I will pick you the Bible. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Himself took our infirmities and our diseases, and by his stripes we have been healed. I will keep on repeating that. I don't care what I experience. Let the devil gather together and come to harass my life. Next Saturday, I am here telling you what I'm telling you today. Why? Elihu said, I will draw my wisdom from afar. I will ascribe righteousness to my maker. Not from my experiences, from afar. Do you get what I'm saying? Satan wants to steal that truth from your life by experiences. So he says, you know, every July you fall sick. So you come and repeat it and he's very happy. That guy is now cooperating with us. He's now a member of Boko Haram. This country is going to break up. In fact, did you hear Sanusi last time? I don't believe Sanusi said that. Oh, no, man. You know what is going on? This country, in fact, America said 2015. The Bible says they have become soothsayers like the Philistines. I refuse to soothsay like a Philistine. What do I say? I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. You heard me praise, those of us who are here for radio recordings. I said, I have preached the word of God. And I have understood certain principles of God. Therefore, peace will reign, that the word might manifest in the lives of the people who have heard that word. Amen. Every man who wants to break it, he will be broken. Listen, every man that's raising up contention and distress and troubles and torments for his own personal gain, he shall be destroyed. That's what I keep declaring. It's not funny to wake up in the morning and hear that bombs went off everywhere and killed 200 people. After he have declared that, you wake up, you see all the turmoil in the country. Listen, at the end of the day, when I wake up the next day, I will say the same thing. You know what he said? Even if the fig tree will refuse to blossom, and there be no fruit in the vine. If we lose everything we have invested into the economy. Listen, I preached a message then which I told people, invest in Nigerian banks so as to help them capitalize. A lot of people who invested in some banks lost their money. Did I lie? I did not lie. If I have to preach, I'll preach that same message again. Because the misbehavior of a few MDs has not made the word of God of no effect. Go and listen to the message I preach when I talk about the spirit of the seed. If any seed you sow in truth, any seed you sow in righteousness, are you getting my point? It will be sustained, even though physically you may lose something. I said, Isaac's flesh may die, but his spirit can never perish. If you invested in all those banks because of the word of God you learned, not because of your greed. Listen, your blessing has been shifted somewhere else. And it will manifest. So even though these things happen, Habakkuk said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Any man, you see, the man was speaking. You know, I said something to you before that when David said, my enemy don't rejoice over me. Because if I fall, I shall rise again. You know what it means? He was on the floor when he was making that statement. How can I stand and tell you, my enemy, don't rejoice over me? I'm standing. No. It's when you're on the floor, you look up and tell the enemy, don't rejoice. Don't rejoice. Because even though I fall, I will rise again. So sometimes righteous men go down. Are you getting what I'm saying? But he's forbidden from changing his words because of what he experienced in going down. Please, are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The devil wants to steal the word from your mouth, and you must never allow him to do it. Number one cause I said of believers' problems is what? Lack of knowledge. I've been talking about the knowledge of his promises. We don't change our mind because of experiences. Because when we do, you know what begins to happen? Then we'll now start giving the devil the upper hand in our lives. The devil is not the problem. Please, I hope you are getting my point. It is the absence of light that is now the problem. The people are destroyed. Why? Because of lack of knowledge. There's the knowledge of God's commandments. I'm not talking about it again. I've explained it. And certain times, God will show you what are your own personal testimonies. It's when you break all of this that you begin to have problems. We take them to the next thing. Of course, our time has really gone, but I'll just introduce some of them. In fact, today's message, our next one, is just the same. Continuing, all right? Because I'm supposed to talk about how the devil steals it. Along the line, I've been talking about it, all right? What he wants to steal and how he does it. That takes me to the next line. That's number two cause of believers' problems. It's what the Bible calls a just recompense of reward for disobedience. It's just a continuation. First, we talk about what? Lack of knowledge. I focus more on his promises and his precepts. And I said that there are personal testimonies and there are God's commandments. These last two, when you outrightly flaunt them, you know what happens? There's what the Bible calls the just recompense of reward. That's why he talked about if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us those sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Please get the point. Get the point. The Bible says it clearly, all right? That how can we escape if we neglect? Are you getting my point? He was talking to believers. He says it's a terrible thing to fall into the hand of the living God. He was talking to believers. Go and read Revelations. He said, repent and do the works that you did at the beginning. Otherwise, I'm going to come and remove your candlestick. He said, be careful that I don't wipe your name out from my book. Please, don't tell me that God does not ever do something that's painful to believers. The Bible makes it clear to us, all right, that God is judge. And when he said it is a terrible thing to fall into the hand of the living God, all right, he was talking to Christians. He was not talking to unbelievers. Paul, go and read it. Paul said it when he wrote to the Corinthians. He said, these things were recorded for our learning, so that we would not lost like they lusted and they perished in the wilderness. Habba! Listen. One thing I just want to emphasize, which is the reason why the Word of Faith people try to emphasize that, I should also agree with them and emphasize it, is that God is not wicked. He does not delight in the destruction of his people. Actually, punishing by outward manifestation is never his first option. And anytime we repent, he's quick to forgive. Are you getting my point? And listen to this. And it is wrong for a believer to go around confessing sins that he does not know about. Are you getting my point? You want to pray, God, any sin that I may have committed, if it is a may, forget it. If it is a may, what did I say? If it is a may, then forget it. A man came to my house once when I was 7. A certified clergyman. After visiting, he wanted to leave. He said, God, you know we are sinners. We are always sinning. We cannot do but sin. I said in my heart, you're on your own. You are the sinner that cannot do but sin. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He that is born of God does not commit sin. Hey, God, it is not the habit of a believer to be walking in sin. How can you stand and tell me, no, we are sinners. We can't do but sin. I can't do but sin. In Jesus' name, I can do but sin. Amen. I'm getting better every day. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I cannot walk around as a Christian who's bought blood child of God. Say, I can't do but sin. My wife, please, I can't do but sin. Don't let them deceive you. One day, Lester Sombra said he was on a boat. They were traveling. Those days, used to travel by a boat. And one, in the morning, the man would be praying just this kind of words. They teach them the same theological school that man obviously went. The one that was praying in my house. So that man finished praying, praying. First day, second day, third day. After a while, I called the man and said, please, this is your sin business. I have looked around. There are only two women on this boat. One is your wife, the other is my wife. How do you marry with this sin on this boat? When I read that, if I mean, I laughed. I had to laugh. Say, brother, summarize. That's the only sin a man can commit. You can also say that, well, it's not as if he's doing anything. It's just that they told him to pray like that. I said, pray like that? How can you, a Christian, pray like that? No, a Christian cannot pray like that. A Christian should not pray with condemnation in his heart. Are you getting my point? However, if you find that something is wrong, don't indulge in it. Don't walk in it. A man came to Jesus Christ. He had been sick for a very long time, and the Lord Jesus healed him. Later on, he found the Lord Jesus. The Lord said to him, go and sin no more. Let something more terrible come upon you. Listen, sin is a doorway through by which Satan enters into our lives. That's what it is. That's what it is. Sometimes God has to take a cane and flog us by himself first before the devil gets a chance. That's a matter of fact. And I told you before, this is how you know a false prophet. Sir, I don't know what is happening. My business is not going well. Hey, it is your enemies. There are people that are not happy that you are succeeding. Anybody tell like that, say, oh, God, I know. There's nobody that everybody is happy that is not is succeeding. You know, people get caught. They like that kind of thing. They go to church. A prophet will come up. Ooh, the Holy Spirit said that somebody's there, you're having problems in your business. Somebody's there, you have problems in your business. Holy Spirit said, I should tell you, there are people that are not happy that you are making progress. He said, excuse me, sir. We are 500 in this hall. There is somebody that is not happy that every single one here is making progress. Are you getting what I'm saying? Please, I hope you are following what I'm saying. A false prophet will be laying the blame on those who are not happy. It is your enemies. So he said, my business is not doing well. He said, hey, those who are not happy are making progress. This year, they shall fall. If you say that in my presence, God is my witness, I will never say amen. It's a stupid prayer. It's, why waste your tongue? You're sweating for nonsense. Sit me down and pray for me like this. Lord, have mercy upon your son. Give him understanding. The righteousness of thy testimony is everlasting. Give him understanding and his business shall recover. That's what David said. He said, give me understanding and I shall live. Not kill my enemies and I shall live.
He said, he has anointed, he said, he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Let's just kill them first. My business is not doing well. It's not because of my enemies. I must check. Am I being fair to my customers? When my wife and I were discussing today, I said, this is a simple way to get around these things. Ask yourself, if somebody did the same thing to me, how would I feel? If your father becomes a commissioner tomorrow, I'll say this many, few people will be able to receive what I want to say. You can swear that I will never do a contract till he leaves office. Do that in life, you will never be poor. See, I said so. Let your uncle become a minister. Say that simply, I'm a doctor, I'm not a contractor. Say that simply, I'm not a contractor, I'm a civil servant. Ah, it's your opportunity. It's called turning your stones to bread. That's why you will not be established in life. Your life will be yo-yo, like political offices. They're in power today, you'll be rich. They're out of power tomorrow, you'll be poor. Have principles that you walk by. Principles. Principles. That this is how I do it. Simple. This one makes money, I don't care. I'm not going to turn my stones to bread. I'm trying to emphasize here. One major problem Christians have is when they walk in disobedience. Are you getting what I'm saying? And it begins to affect what they are doing. They now say it's the devil. Is the devil involved? Possibly. Is it the primary problem? No, he is not. The primary problem is that men, having had the revelation of divine commandments and divine precepts, they decide to walk away from it and start doing their own thing. Problems begin. They now say it's the devil. It is not the devil. They should know. I was talking about false prophets. Most prophets these days, the major problem we have in Christianity is that we have prophets that are not trained. When I say trained, I don't mean Bible school. They are not schooled in the word of God. The only thing they have is eloquence. So they have gone to learn the trade. It's called the custom of the priest. They've gone to learn it. So then I give them a microphone. And I said something to my brother the other day. I said, with all the churches we have in Nigeria, not one prophet did I hear prophesy turmoil in this year. Every church, that's last year now, 2011, when the thing began. Every church you went to, what did they say? Hey, God spoke to me that this year, many people who were not married last year shall marry this year. That's common sense. I mean, where this occur every weekend? This year, prosperity shall come. It's good. You bless people. How come no prophet saw that there shall be turmoil? How come did not read Isaiah chapter 26 that says there's an indignation coming? Hide yourself for a little while until it's over. How come nobody saw it? I'll tell you the simple reason. Most of us are just performers. We are eloquent, so you grab our microphone and just start talking. So when a man comes with problems, that's what I'm talking about. We don't settle down and tell him the truth about his life. That's why if you ever come to me, many of you have come to me. I talk to you first. What is your problem? What do you do? Where did it start? When did it begin? How long has this boy been like this? Now Jesus talk. Do you get the point I'm making? A lot of our devil, I command you, this is my business. You will not have a part of it. The devil say, I don't want a part of it. You are the one giving it to me. After all, now my house I did. When you begin, donate. Let me end with that. Number two cause of Christians' problems is when they experience the just recompense of reward for the work of their hands that are evil. I hope you've gotten my point.